Mexico's most powerful cartel leader has been formally charged today with violating that country's drug trafficking laws. The charges against Joaquin Guzman, whose nickname El Chapo means shorty, make it unlikely that he will be extradited to the United States anytime soon. He faces federal trafficking indictments in at least 8 U.S. cities. And while many people in both countries are celebrating Guzman's capture, the mood in his home state is not as cheerful. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports some there viewed the kingpin as a helper of the poor and a keeper of the peace.
Joaquin Guzman got his nickname Chapo because of his short, stocky stature. He's only 5'6". But given the fact that he escaped from a maximum security prison some 13 years ago, has since evaded capture despite a worldwide dragnet, and ran one of the most far-reaching drug organizations in the world with annual profits in the billions of dollars, many here in Sinaloa say he's larger than life.
Me quieren matar. Difícil su caso.
These four 20-somethings are drinking scotch and singing narco corridos or ballads, heralding the life of drug traffickers.
Tenemos la narcocultura injertada en las venas ya.
Cristina, a 21-year-old psychology student, says the narco culture runs through their veins. It's part of life here. The four friends are sitting around the grave of Cristina's boyfriend, who was killed last year in a shootout. They're in a cemetery just outside the city. Enormous, ornate mausoleum, some two stories tall, complete with air conditioning, fill the cemetery, known to be the final resting spot of drug traffickers. A few plots down from the partying friends, a banner hangs over the grave of a recently deceased man. He's pictured by a serene lake, clutching an AK-47. Cristina says no one here is happy about Chapo's arrest. She says because of Chapo, everything is under control. People don't steal, kidnap, or extort here. And the partiers say he helped the poor, paved roads, gave people jobs. The list of good deeds goes on. Now thought to be 55 years old, Guzman grew up poor in the Sierra of Sinaloa. He's said to have dropped out of school in the third grade and took up the drug trade as a teenager. He rose quickly through the ranks and by the 1990s had developed an international trade that favored stuffing cocaine in 747s and marijuana in tunnels brazenly constructed under the U.S.-Mexico border. Despite his Robin Hood reputation, Guzman is a vicious killer who's responsible for much of the country's deadly drug war, says George Grayson, an expert on Mexico's traffickers.
Ruthless in his own right, and his efforts to seem like a good guy were sheer public relations, at which he was extremely talented.
What will happen to the Sinaloa cartel without its leader is the pressing question here, and has many worried about a violent fight for power. At a Flag Day celebration in Culiacan City Hall today, all public officials attending were asked just that. Sinaloa Governor Mario Lopez Valdez says no one knows.
No dudo de que pueda surgir ahí alguien interesado en encabezar este grupo delictivo.
But with so much money at stake, he estimates the cartel takes in $500 million a year. Experts put it much higher at three. The governor says there undoubtedly will be a fight for control here. At a large shrine downtown to Jesus Malverde, the saint of drug traffickers, worshipper Pedro Alvarez says it's too bad Chapo was captured. He kept the peace. And he says thanks to Guzman, his small town in a nearby state is much safer and richer too. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Culiacan.